Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's do some hard news.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
Is it news or is it nope? You decide.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program.
You're welcome.
It was on this day 14 years ago. What do you think happened?
Hold on.
14.
10.
11.
Sure.
No. Wait.
No.
14? Years ago?
Oh my God.
Wow.
Can I just say?
It's 2025. Okay.
That'd be 2011.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Can I just say, we just proved why we can never do any other job ever.
Yeah.
2011. What happened in 2011?
In April. I have no idea.
Normally, I have some snarky good answer, and I like this is the time where playoffs are starting and things, and it's like, was this a local thing?
No.
It's a national news story. Mm-hmm. Something big happened 14 years ago. Mm-hmm.
They brought the McRib back.
Yep, there it is. It's the McRib. Thank you. All right, Tiek, your turn.
No, it was on this day.
Oh.
It was on this day 14 years ago that Game of Thrones premiered. And just because you haven't seen an episode doesn't make you cooler than me.
It does.
It's Take your opinion and shove it.
That was rigged. How are we supposed to get that?
I was never going to get that.
No, I would not have guessed it was that long ago either. Really?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And when did it end?
Like 2 years ago. Fairly recent.
Okay.
Maybe a little more.
So are you sad that it's over?
Yeah.
It was one of the ones that jumped the shark at the end though, right?
It kind of
sucked at the end?
It didn't live up to expectations because it felt like they
just rushed it.
Yeah.
To get it over.
But I didn't hate it as much as
But he's
what
still
seemed
writing
like everyone
more,
did.
I thought.
Yeah, because they have like House of Dragon. They have spinoffs.
But is it the same freaky dude, George R.R. Martin or whatever, writing all this
stuff? I think so, but I don't know for sure. Okay.
Well, I'm glad we wasted all that time on that.
And no McRib. Good evening.
Good evening.
Time Magazine is out with its 100 most influential people in the world, and I call bogus. None of us were called. None of us were asked, and we're not on any of them.
Where do you think
Who
anyone
Time
on
Magazine?
This show?
We were Time's Person of the Year 2006.
Oh.
That's a real thing, isn't it? Because it was a mirror?
No, it was everyone.
Didn't they put a mirrored cover?
Oh,
on
I don't
cover?
Know.
It's like the magazine so. Came with like a reflective cover and you buy it and you're like, oh, look, it's me.
I'm just saying you got
no,
it.
No, I mean, but it wasn't. Why was it us that year?
So that's why we already won. That's why they didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, so, they,
so we're in it. Yeah.
Most influential people. Mm-hmm. So who do we think is the most influential
There are five
person?
Worldwide covers. I don't think they really rank them like number one, number two. They're just kind of like, here's 100. And then there's five that make the cover.
So depending, like if
covers.
You're in Russia, they put Putin on the front. Or if you're in, no. I'm just saying. Like,
I don't know if he was on the list.
He's not one of the covers.
Well, I would say he's probably pretty influential. He's got a war going
probably.
And like, I'm not saying positive influence.
Probably,
yeah.
This is more of a national news broadcast than an international.
I'm sorry.
I'm not sure.
I'll see myself out. Okay, so do you want to give us any?
Yeah,
or?
The five covers include actor and producer Demi Moore.
What?
I agree. A little.
She's become popular again, and she's kind of, she crushed it in Landman, and she's got some movie that she won an Academy Award for that.
I think so.
But she barely talks in Landman.
Okay.
She's just kind of the wife of the big boss.
Snoop Dogg on the list. Okay. He's everywhere.
Also just kind of everywhere, but
exactly. Like he is one of the greatest people to watch at the Olympics.
He did a really good job.
Yeah.
And his collab with Martha is just
legendary.
So
good.
It makes me happy inside.
Former tennis player and entrepreneur Serena Williams.
Okay.
One of the covers.
She's kind of everywhere. Yeah. I think she just came out and said it wasn't Drake beef that put her at the Super Bowl.
She did say that, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she was just there. It was just coincidental that she was with his mortal enemy.
Yeah.
During the diss song about Drake.
Yeah. What a coincidence.
Okay.
Singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran made the list, which he's written like every song ever.
I know, but he took a really long hiatus, so
he
it's
did,
weird
but,
to him.
No, but he's touring now, and he does that incredible thing where he, like, every city stops somewhere at, like, a children's hospital he visits.
He is a...
Like, he's a great guy.
Can I ask you, the music director of this great radio station, is Azizam a hit or no?
It's fun. I don't know if I would say it's a hit for me, but it's fun. It's good.
Okay. It hasn't hit me like the last, like when Shape of You came out as like the lead single from the next album or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was like, okay, no, this is going to be incredible in a stadium where he just comes out by himself and just kind of does the whole thing. And it's like, no.
Yeah. He wears great sneakers in the music video. Okay. I'd recommend that. And then the last cover is the co-founder and CEO of Google DeepMind, which I don't know how to pronounce his name.
You're a journalist, man. Look it up.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I was deciding which story to do.
Okay.
Over 60% of Americans consider their car a friend.
What?
That means two of us
have to
consider in this room their car a friend.
I love my car, despite you J-hole who tried to run me off the road on 225 today.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I mean, the Tesla thing has just gone too far. It's like, dude, I did not make a political statement or an environmental statement. It's just fast.
Had the car for years.
Yeah, and like, but it's not my friend. You know who it is in this room for sure is you.
Yeah, of course. Neville.
You named your car Neville?
Yeah.
After like Neville Longbottom?
Of course. He's not the chosen one. Like, if I could pick my dream car, you know?
Oh, my God.
And then my license plate being Harry Potter related.
Okay, I almost gave your license.
I mean, we've said it before.
Okay, I'm just saying. And her address is. If you want to go. Okay, and you don't.
No.
Yeah, you drive a Hyundai.
Yeah.
And we love Hyundai.
We do. Yeah, but it's
just. Great people.
It's not a friend. There's certain times. Like when the battery didn't start and then I put a new battery in and you don't realize like how grateful you are every time your car starts. So like, there's like a 3-day period where you're like, hey, thanks, buddy. And then it wears off kind of quick. Get back
to
normal.
Every single day for like 2 months, I had to put air in my tire before I went to work because there was like a slow leak. And then I went to Big O and now I don't even think about it. I'm just like.
I'm seeing other cars on the side.
My gratefulness is just over. All right. One more.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Slacker Show research team study has found that 1 in 5 married Americans admit to getting cold feet on their wedding day.
Ooh.
20%. Not
me. There were 3 weddings in this room. I have not had any. So who had?
We're fresh out of time.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.